something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4 Bolahon Adeyike Street, off Kweri Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. or Wednesdays 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah.
God likes people happy and prosperous and sound and cheerful and laughing. God laughs. That's what the Bible says about him. He laughs. There's some of you, you haven't laughed for a long time. You haven't laughed. You find it difficult to laugh. You say there's nothing to laugh about. You don't even remember how to laugh. You get embarrassed if you caught yourself laughing. Yeah, you think you're not serious because you're laughing. No, learn to laugh. I only tell ladies, don't laugh like an old man, you know. I tell ladies, laugh with style. A lady doesn't have to. That's not ladylike. Laugh with style. There's a way a lady laughs. I don't mean like this. No, don't cover your mouth. Laugh out, but not like a man. No, laugh well. Laugh with style. Yeah. Learn to laugh. Sometimes when things seem to get tough, pull back and laugh. And don't say stupid things like, I'm just laughing at them. You're going back into that frustration. You're manifesting frustration. I'm just laughing at them. Don't go that way at all. Laugh. Because you're a child of God. Laugh, because laughter is in your spirit. He filled my mouth with laughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Learn to laugh. Laugh happy. Laugh happy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ho, 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 hallelujah. Oh! Glory. Oh, can I hurry through this? Can I hurry through this? Okay. All right, I want to talk about contentment for a moment. Hebrews chapter 13. Have you ever met people who are just not satisfied with anything? They're never satisfied. Learn to be satisfied. Why you go for more? Today's situation should be satisfied. Hey, what was the definition of joy I gave you? You remember? Joy is what? That emotion that is evoked, by satisfaction, appreciation, and pleasure. Satisfaction. Oh, satisfaction. Satisfaction. I'm always where I am. You know, some people are never where they are. They are here, but their mind is wandering. I'm always where I am. If I'm here, I'm here. I'm always where I am. And I believe that you should be in God's place, in God's time, for God's purpose, in God's way. See? In your life, you can have satisfaction. Today's satisfaction. Being satisfied doesn't mean that your dream for a greater tomorrow is dead. No, you're satisfied about today. You have dreams for tomorrow. You have dreams for tomorrow. But if you're not satisfied about today, tomorrow's dreams may never materialize because you project your frustrations into your dreams and you find the dreams never just come. You never win. It's always, I almost hit it and missed it. Make your life more fulfilling. Amen. So I said, Hebrews chapter 13, and we're reading verse 5. I'd like to read to you from, again, the Amplified, okay? Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not. Boy, can you imagine that? He says it here 3 times. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down. Then he says, relax my hold on you. Woo! Glory to God. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, glory to God. Samangondaradesis. Whoo! He says, be content with your present circumstances. God knows where you're at. He knows. Don't get frustrated because someone was promoted and you were not. Oh, come on. Someone can be promoted 3 times and you are not. The day your own comes. Lebakaya. It will come with glory. But between now and then, I'm going to keep keeping on. I'm going to keep my composure. I'm going to delight myself in the Lord. I'm going to do whatever God wants me to do. I'm going to be happy and joyful all the way. And I'm going to rejoice with anyone who has been promoted. Because mine is coming, glory to God. I'll never feel left out. God said it here. He says, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you. Oh, ay, 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 ay. I'm a success. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm talking about contentment, all right? Contentment. Come to a place of contentment. Hallelujah. Yeah, a place of contentment. You're not worried about this and that and that and that. You already have everything. That's the way your life ought to be. Hallelujah. There's a contentment in your spirit. There's a composure. Because your Father owns the world. He owns the world. Hallelujah. All right, let's go. From verse 6. And it is indeed a source of immense profit for godliness accompanied with contentment. That contentment which is a sense of inward sufficiency. Did you see that? Inward sufficiency is great and abundant gain. It's great and abundant gain. Yeah. Godliness with contentment, he says, is great gain, as it got in the King James. For we brought nothing into the world, and obviously we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content, satisfied. But those who crave, now notice what he says here, this is verse 9. Those who crave to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish, useless, godless, and hurtful lusts that plunge men into ruin and destruction and miserable perishing. Wow. People who want to be rich, who struggle to be rich, who drive to be rich. You don't need to do that. No. If you have entered into his rest, you have ceased from your struggles. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me. And mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4, Bolahan Adeyinka Street, off Kweri Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. God bless you.
This message is titled Maintain a Joyful Heart. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovevault.radio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.